Up next, String Theory on your TV. All you science nerds out there, isn't it more fun to watch a sitcom when the main characters are scientists and they're talking about science stuff all the time? You got the Large Hadron Collider, neutrinos, dark energy, magnetic monopoles. Well, we're not talking about Nova here. We're talking about the Big Bang Theory. The two main characters are physicists from Caltech with some troubles in love. Of course, this is a TV show. But they're working on real physics problems. And if actually, if you watch next Monday night, you'll see that one of the guests makes an appearance on Science Friday. So I want you to tune in. But I want to talk about how they come up with those topics. Are they true to life? Do the writers all have PhDs themselves? Joining me now is Bill Prady. He is co-creator and executive producer of The Big Bang Theory. Welcome to Science Friday.
My pleasure to be with you, Ira.
Tell us how ideas get generated for the topics you're going to discuss.
Well, one of the things that's been very important to us from the beginning was that the science that our characters are doing be real science. So we've been working with a professor of astrophysics named David Salzberg, who's at UCLA, to vet the science that we're doing, to make sure that we give them real projects, that the dialogue, that the things they say, you know, is the kind of thing that if you were an actual physicist watching the show, you wouldn't be screaming at the television. That's not how we talk.
Right. But, this is Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow talking with Bill Prady. And do you leave holes in the script to say, we need some science in here, let's go get it?
Well, we actually do it a couple of ways, Ira. Sometimes if we just need a little bit of, a little incidental dialogue about, you know, honey, how was your day at work? Well, we had a big problem with the something-something machine. We'll actually leave a little hole that says science to come, and Dr. Salzberg will plug something in for us. Sometimes, though, a piece of science is a big integral part of the plot, and so we'll consult with him beforehand and say, give us something that Leonard might be working on, something Sheldon might be working on, something where they might be approaching a breakthrough or an area where they've hit they've gone down a blind alley or something, and we'll talk ahead of time and he'll help us develop mm-hmm. an area of science they might be working on.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's some bloggers have criticized this show by saying that it reinforces the uncool, the nerdy stereotypes.
Well, we say we're not doing a show about all scientists. We're doing a show about these scientists. We have depicted other kinds of physicists on the show. In fact, Penny once fell for a colleague of Leonard's who was a leather jacket wearing motorcycle riding physicist. And we're bringing a character on board who is a woman who's a microbiologist. So we're expanding the world a little bit, but in the same way that Dr. Hartley on the Bob Newhart show wasn't all psychologists, these
right.
aren't all scientists.
Well, I know that one of your characters makes an appearance on Science Friday next Monday.
Sheldon does. Sheldon appears on Science Friday.
Sheldon, how did you come up with the magnetic monopole topic for that show?
Well, magnetic monopoles is something that Sheldon's been working on for a while, and it came out of our need to send him to the North Pole. So we asked Dr. Salzberg very specifically, give us an area of research that Sheldon is working on that he would work on at the Arctic Circle, where he would need to bring along an experimental physicist, an engineer, and an astrophysicist. And he said, well, that's a tough one. Let me think about it for a while. And he called up a couple hours later, and he says, I've got it. They're looking for magnetic monopoles, predicted by string theory, and you would look for them up at the North Pole, and you'd need an engineer, and you'd need an astrophysicist. It's perfect.
Wow.
So that's what Sheldon's been working on for a while. And then, in real life, researchers did a paper saying that they had found them, and Dr. Salzberg grumbled a little bit, and he said, they didn't quite find them. So we thought that maybe Sheldon would be irritated about that, too.
Wow.
So he was going on Science Friday to talk about that.
Yeah. Do you find teachers writing you saying thank you for bringing up science topics at all?
We get a lot of feedback from scientists and from science educators who are glad that when we do science on the show, it's right. We have, in addition to covering obscure things like what's going on at the Large Hadron Collider, we've also had moments where we've talked about just the most basic elements of physics, like Leonard and Sheldon, trying to figure out, the math of an inclined plane mm-hmm. as they try to get a heavy box up the stairs. So we keep them consistent top to bottom.
Well, Bill Prady, we thank you for doing that.
My pleasure. And I look forward to hearing you on our show on Monday night.
Monday night, The Big Bang Theory. Bill Prady, co-creator, executive producer of The Big Bang Theory, joining us from Los Angeles today. That's about all the time we have. Greg Smith composed our theme music. We had help today from NPR librarian Keem Molesky. Surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. We've got our video up there, the pick of the week. What stresses you out? What stresses you out on the holiday season? And we hope you have a great holiday next Thursday. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.